Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump is about to address the nation with more details on the American attack on Iran's nuclear sites, something he announced just over 2 hours ago on social media. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president has ordered the U.S. military to strike three nuclear sites in Iran, joining Israel's effort to destroy Iran's nuclear program. The decision to strike follows more than a week of Israeli attacks against Iran's nuclear and military sites, and strong words from Trump, who repeated, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. In a post on Truth Social, the president wrote, "We have completed our very successful attack." He also wrote, "All planes are safely on their way home. Congratulations to our great American warriors." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Sources tell us that B-2s dropped two bunker busters on each of the three sites tonight. CBS News Middle East reporter Courtney Keeley.
It's something that the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei had said was a red line, unacceptable. And now we have to see if there's any kind of retribution because of these strikes.
Democrat Bernie Sanders was speaking in Tulsa when he got word of the attack.
This is a statement from Donald Trump, quote, "We have completed our very successful attack on the three nuclear sites in Iran, etc."
And we now know that some Americans have been hurt in the fighting between Iran and Israel. Injuries reported to be minor. Reporter Stephen Lindy is in Jerusalem.
The U.S. State Department has announced that several American citizens were lightly wounded in an Iranian missile strike on Israel. U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee posted the first details of evacuation plans now underway, including both flights and ships, to help Americans depart Israel.
And the State Department says anyone who can make their own arrangements should. Columbia University student and activist Mahmoud Khalil is back with his family after being held by ICE for months. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
We wish for Mahmoud and his family to be able to enjoy some peace after an incredibly difficult 104 days.
Immigration protests have quieted down in Los Angeles, but Mayor Karen Bass tells community leaders that she's worried about what's coming up next there.
We are entering a period of uncertainty that's a little scary. Not a little scary. It's very scary because we don't really know where this is going, how long this will last. We have thousands of federalized National Guards, U.S. Marines here for God knows what, because everything is going along okay in the city.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Another getting cold. I'm not getting younger. Matter of fact, I'm feeling old. And why's it gotta be so hard to be a woman or a girl? And why are all these bankers saying they're gonna own my world? No, no, no. Well, all right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wasting my whole life
made it back to local music in the After Hours show. That is Max Inc. Radio Saturday and Sunday night. We started this week's show off with two in a row from Blythe Gamble, who just walked away with another MAMA Award, this time for Blues Performer of the Year. Congratulations, Blythe. Find out more information about the MAMA Awards by going to themamas.org. That's themamas.org. This hour's celebration of the local stuff is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Salvatore's Tomato Pies is in Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. It wouldn't be an after-hours show without a Jimmy's Tune. See Jimmy duking it out with Blythe at the award show on our Instagram page just by typing in Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys are live in and out of town tonight in Michigan, but then they're back in town at Tomahawk on 625, Shell Lake on 627, and then tiptoeing across the border into Stillwater on 628, back in Madison on 629. This is Love Will Find a Way in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys on Max Inc. Radio. We continue the After Hours show with some Dana Perry, who's been very busy with the Mamas this year as the executive director. You can always catch her, too, at Cargo Coffee. When she's not on stage, she'll making sure everything backstage is happening exactly the way it should be. This is The Great Alone Now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. there is a song in progress, a little great big sing-along, and everyone knows the words. It's never ending, and I can't really recall where the beginning began. It's old and it's ancient, yet every time we sing it, it's gonna feel brand new. It works in any key, in any tempo you can imagine. All dynamics are infinite. Ooh. She showed me that the whole of existence lies right there in the pit of my gut. Showed me that all there is and ever was and ever will be is alive inside of me. It made itself known, then I promptly threw it up and out in every which way. And then I left myself alone right there, crying, shivering, naked, feeling strong, feeling blessed in my true form. Oh.
Dana Perry Into Work, who is live at the Memorial Terrace next week on 627, or see them at the Long Mile of Music up in Appleton on 731 or 81. You're listening to local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We got high. crime. I couldn't convince her that I'm for the prize. I'm sick of the daytime, I'm sick of the night too. And if there was no time, I'd spend it with you.
Brought you back with the local Wisconsin sounds of Jordan Story and Electronic. And that was Until the Sound here on Mag Sync Radio in the after hours. This half hour's local sounds are sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Right there in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's keep the local sounds moving with Isaiah and the New People live in Duluth, right across the border on 74 or in Bayfield on 75. Celebrate the long weekend on both sides of the beaches. This is Did You Run on Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Down.
the People Brothers Band on Bax Inc. Radio. If you miss them at Atwood Music Hall, man, that new place is so cool. You can catch them at Summerfest on 7-3. German art students now, and they are live on 7-5 in Green Bay at Invasion Fest. This is Bands Playing for Other Bands on Bax Inc. Radio. Going to go to break, but we'll be back with our last hour of tonight's local music show that you can see and hear across Wisconsin, and Kelsey Miles is going to take us to that break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. Mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. It's mine to make, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. One day I won't need to pretend. Mine for the making. I cannot change it, no. So I will embrace it, my beautiful mistake.
City's burnt to nothing. We got Trump running down to underground bugs in the National Guard. He's getting tired and tuckered. It's a third strike there to the neck by the knee. Racist police singing, I can't breathe. Now we're roaring inside singing, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. When the shooting starts, they will fall apart from the pressure and the protest. People, the masses, the systematic killing stops, the riots will last. I see no tears, I feel more the pain. I see no empathy, I see no more shame. And the police are breaking windows deep undercover. The umbrella to hide and then blame on another. The system's dead. Now we all know for the rest in power. As long as we keep fighting, tearing down the towers of greed and fear and pain. And brick by brick, it'll stop to rain. And we can build again with bricks of understanding. The walls of ignorance down from our demanding. Tim, I can shout in the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we finally hear what he was trying to shout. In the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we finally hear what he was trying to shout. When the dust settles and the fire burns out, then we finally hear what he was trying to shout. Seeing we'll be right back.
your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The U.S. struck 3 Iranian nuclear sites, joining Israel's air campaign. President Donald Trump says Iran's nuclear sites were completely and fully obliterated.
Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets.
The president also warned Tehran against carrying out retaliatory attacks against the U.S. Meanwhile, Israel has upped their alert level to critical in anticipation of Iran's follow-up attacks on their soil. The BBC's Joe Flotto is in Jerusalem and explains what that looks like.
The Israeli authorities have upped their level of public threat alert here. It's gone back to a critical alert, meaning that people can only carry out essential activities. So restaurants are now